This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm looking at Rand Paul. I'll tell you what he had to say coming up next segment. We're going to have the video clip, hopefully. So I'm just now telling the crew to get it. Trump's first president of his generation to seek the end of war rather than start one. Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. Trump's the real deal. Look at how he's rallied the forces of evil against him. That tells you a lot right there. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead. And who is up next? Who's been holding the longest? I guess that would be Simi in Washington. Welcome and thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to talk about what's going on in Portland. I'm from Portland, and Portland isn't a political place, but somehow it's being one right now. So we need to make it stop. On Saturday, Savannah and Greg came down, and they saw some pushback finally. And I'm really proud of that. But, you know, pepper spray and it shields are not going to stop it. We need a hero. They're always asking, why aren't people standing up? They're not standing up because these hypocrites are pointing fingers in our face, think that we're racist if we're proud to be American. We're racist if we
try. Yeah, that's why Soros did this. They're going to try to overthrow America, bankrupt us, kill the dollar, something he's always wanted in the country. I mean, literally, destroy all your savings, any future, and they just have a group run by three Marxist black women they call Black Lives Matter that covers as it. So you have to call their bluff and not worry about being called racist. Just say, shut up, you Nazi collaborator, and burn in hell.
Hypocrites. They are the racists. They are the crazy people. They're the ones that shut down the economy for a 0.03 survival rate. You are crazy, not me. Like, if we want to save the country, we need men and women to stand up and fight. I know that one thing you always say is, don't go after the pawns, go after the head honcho. I'm trying to figure that out. How can I beat Bill Gates and Hillary?
Well, I want to be clear. You should confront low-level minions with love and educate them, and if they're trying to bully you, you should stand up to them. I'm saying they want to kick off a civil war where we all go kill each other in the streets, and I'm just saying that to Trump and to people, you really have a job and a dereliction of duty if you don't, to stop the kingpins. And now even mainline Republicans, National Review, Town Hall are saying arrest Soros. So I'm not calling for violence. I'm saying if someone is pressing the button to launch attacks through their minions, you don't fight the minions. I mean, take nuclear war. You don't try to shoot down each missile. You try to blow up their missile fields first. You don't try to take out all the jets. You get the aircraft carrier. And so all I'm saying is I'm not planning anything. I'm saying they're attacking us, and we need to normalize the discussion of the fact of to people whose job this is, if there's loyal folks left in our government, to stop it. I appreciate your call. Great question. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, we have to disrupt their funding mechanisms. We have to contact our state attorney generals and say, but, you know, that's what we ought to do. That's what they're doing in New York to Trump, and that's what we ought to do everywhere. Arkansas, Louisiana, and Alabama ought to be investigating these people.
I agree. We have to stop being scared of the media. No one believes them. We need to go on the attack. Because, listen, we didn't start this fight.
No.
So we better start fighting.
And we've never fought like they have.
And we're going to have a huge bloody war if we don't start using legal systems to crush them.
Right. This is advocating for peace. We need to call out George Soros' Secretary of State project, his Attorney General project, and now this district attorney project.
Because they're taking control of the law enforcement to crush us.
Yeah, they're inverting law. Because where are the protests happening, Alex, except for the places where they immediately let people out on their own reconnaissance? That's it. So that's why it's in Portland is you protest, you get out. You protest, you get out.
Because they've been given immunity by Satan.
Right, and the police will resign. They'll demoralize the police, so defunding the police won't be met.
And then like dominoes, it'll fall to all the other cities.
All of it. They'll control the infrastructure, the philosophical and metaphysical infrastructure of our country, our cities.
I love that old fat guy tackling two Antifa, that footage right before then. It's just beautiful.
But that guy with the spray, I mean, you got to be ahead, front lines if you're going to spray people.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. I mean, look at this. This is just insane. All right. All right, folks. Paul Joseph Watts is taking over here. And I got one more piece I want to get to. Oh, and there's a website you definitely don't want to visit or share. It bounces everybody to banned video. It's censored by Jack.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I do, so we're in good stead. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson from Summit.News is about to take over, but I had to air this today and just briefly get Ali Alexander's take on it. Stephen Colbert came out and does an endgame, not our endgame, the original endgame, but the Marvel Comics endgame, where Trump is disappearing the post office boxes and killing everybody. And Colbert says that the Republicans are the party of death. Now, the Democrats want abortion. They want infanticide. They want to kill the old people. Bill Gates is a Democrat. He wants all that. So talk about perfect, absolute inversion. Stephen Colbert calls Kimberly Guilfoyle a vengeful banshee, suggests Don Jr. was on cocaine. No, that's Hunter Biden during RNC speech. But that was our headline. But the real meat of it was this guy, the John Podesta, Tony Podesta's best friend, who parties with him. It's this jack-o'-lantern face telling us that we're the party of death when they're the party of abortion and all the rest of it. So here's the first few minutes of it.
I believe the four nights are famine, pestilence, war, and death. Okay, I'm being told the actual themes are land of promise, land of opportunity, land of heroes, and land of greatness.
Pause. I gotta just say this. In fact, back it up. We'll start at the beginning. That way we get the first few seconds in. Imagine he's telling you that the Republicans say America sucks. No, it's the Democrats saying it sucks. They say it shouldn't exist. They're the ones saying everything's over. They're the ones funding the riots, trying to kill the dollar, trying to keep the lockdown going. Anyone with a brain knows that, but their constituents are in doublethink. They actually think it's Trump causing all this. Colbert doesn't. But their minions, their viewers do. Here it is. Continue.
Play the Democrats. The GOP has given each night of the convention a different theme. I believe the four nights are famine, pestilence, war, and death. Okay, I'm being told the actual themes are land of promise, land of opportunity, land of heroes, and land of greatness. Better luck next time, Land O'Lakes and Lando Calrissian. Go Lando. Lando, you definitely would have gotten a lot of camera time tonight. The Democratic National Convention closed with Joe Biden's warning that we have to overcome a season of darkness. Well, this week, darkness gets their turn at bat. And lo, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of douche, let's get right to week two of...
Get him the hell out of here, will you, please?
It's the evil forces of
the best.
What's the bad guy's name in the Avengers?
I'm Mike Pence.
Thanos. Thanos.
I don't take responsibility at all.
But at least they said Trump is incompetent. Now they're saying he's the most powerful being in the universe.
Yeah. And, you know, Thanos was a eugenicist. You know, Republicans are not eugenicists.
I'm Batman, Dad.
Oh, yeah, no. The Democrats are Thanos. Well, he's doing his devil smile.
Robert Pattinson looks good.
Wow. He admits it.
I'm really excited about this dark, gritty Batman. Maybe people out there might see that little graphic beautifully done by our graphics department They might think it's unfair to compare Donald Trump to a guy who erased half the world's population. But to those people, I say 177,000 Americans are dead from Trump pretending COVID would just magically go away. And according to a new CBS News poll, 57% of Republicans find that death toll acceptable.
Dead pause.
I'm going to say,
so again, Trump's responsible for the Chinese virus. They use all the other dead people's numbers for. It's totally overblown. They said it would be 2.5 million dead, 2.2 million dead. And he just keeps going and going, Allie.
It's truly sick. The crew should watch out to make sure I don't curse. But
we're going to go back to it in a moment. Continue.
Yeah, it's just truly, it's truly, truly sick. I think that what you're seeing there is that's politically good, right? It's politically good that they want to say that their politics are bad, that their politics are Occupy the Republicans. So that clearly says that the Democrats do not believe they can get out their base. They need to go after the middle. They need to go after suburban women. They need to go after disaffected Republicans, blah, blah, blah. It's politically good. But spiritually, my heart aches because here he is simultaneously confessing to his deep little sick fetish while also saying, oh, no, it's the good guys that believe in this stuff. It's just really, really sick.
Exactly. He wants extermination. Bill Gates wants extermination. They want depopulation. They admit all this. And he's up there saying, that's who we are. In fact, here's the part where he inverts it, where he says, Republicans are the party of death. Here it is.
Acceptable. I'm going to say you don't want 57% of Republicans speaking at your funeral. Hey, it was a good man, eaten by dogs exactly when he should have been. I'm fine with it. So, death is one plank of the Republican platform. What else does the GOP stand for? No one knows. Because it was announced last night that the GOP will not write a 2020 platform.
Bull.
Well, that makes sense given how much Trump struggles to get down from platforms. But here's the deal. The platform defines what a political party believes in. And we're being joined now by RNC spokesman Carl Hungus. Mr. Hungus, can you explain why you don't need a platform this year?
He believes in nothing, Lebowski, nothing.
The other guy's Lebowski, just call me dude. Instead of writing a new platform, the RNC is going to stick with its 2016 platform. Sure, because nothing changed since 2016.
Right, stop there. Well, exactly. They said our values then are our values now. We've got a lot of it done. We're going to get more done. They spin being honest as deceptive. Why would you change a platform when you're trying to commit to something?
You know, usually what happens is, you know, there's a platform committee. And, you know, Senator Blackburn, you know, when she was a congresswoman, she would run it. She's really, really, really good at that gavel. And so what would normally happen is you update a couple of portions to reflect a different nominee. We have the same nominee, so we keep the same platform. What they're doing, Alex, is they're actually just trying to piss off Jared Kushner, because what Jared Kushner wanted was a one-page platform, and that was news 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we successfully, a lot of us, pushed that off. So this is a victory. And what Stephen Colbert is trying to do is say, oh, look, let me create all this confusion and this infighting within the...
Well, you're right. Everything, they just take everything in line.
Everything. I'm really pissed watching this. I hadn't seen this clip. The left can't meme either, because the Thanos thing is actually a 2020 Democrat meme. I forgot which candidate put it out, and they just retooled it for broadcast television. And you and I know, and I, you know, you really got to talk to your viewers about this. There's a difference between internet television. There's a difference between cable television. And what Stephen Colbert is doing is he's talking on broadcast television. He's talking to millions and millions of mainstream, low-information, retired people, and he's just spreading disinformation. It really ticks me off. And that's putting it pretty politely. I really, really am.
He knows what he's doing. Paul Joseph Watson takes over right now from Summit.News. You need to get your storable food now while you can. Just like the guns are all sold out, the food's going to be sold out. But now it's 1 to 2 weeks for shipping. We have the food. It's got to be packaged and shipped out. It's high quality. It's the food you need. Don't procrastinate. For all the craziness coming, you need storable food right now. And we've got free shipping on a bunch of the supplements. That ends this Sunday to take advantage of that sale. And we have the fluoride-free new toothpaste that's amazing. It has good, clean, super high quality activated charcoal and the mouthwash. And it is enamel safe. And it funds our operation. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Majesty's Home in England takes over now.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we got about a minute and a half before the break, so I'm just going to lay the table out for what we're going to cover. Democrats starting to get somewhat nervous about these riots, about these polls. Of course, we've seen them justify the riots, the looting, the mayhem, the physical attacks for the past 3 months, or ignore them entirely. Now they're finally starting to realize the actual damage this is doing to Joe Biden in the polls, given that he himself has basically said he's barely going to travel, he's barely going to campaign, so he's just going to rely on the already unreliable polls that said he had a 14-point lead back in early June. Problem with that is that that lead has shrunk, according to the CNN poll last week, to 4 points after almost 3 months solid of rioting and mayhem on American streets. And we saw that again last night with Kyle Rittenhouse, this 17-year-old individual, a Blue Lives Matter supporter, who was actually a medic tending to Black Lives Matter rioters, but now apparently he's a white supremacist, shooting people clearly in self-defense. He's been charged with first-degree murder. The media is spinning the hell out of it because they're so paranoid about losing control of this narrative. We'll be back to talk about it. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, a Blue Lives Matter supporter, a medic who was on the scene last night in Wisconsin to help Black Lives Matter supporters, medically give aid to them. He finds himself embroiled in a conflict where he's being chased by three different people, one of whom has a gun pointing at him, one of whom tries to whack him over the head with a skateboard, one of whom throws a Molotov cocktail at him, and then, according to the footage that I've seen, another guy tries to aim a kick at him. Kyle Rittenhouse was armed. Kyle Rittenhouse, under Wisconsin law, defended himself. He acted in self-defense. That's the story. So how's the media reporting it? Evil white supremacist brutally murders virtuous Black Lives Matter supporters. That's basically the narrative they're going with. Headline: Illinois teenager charged with first-degree murder after fatally shooting two people in Wisconsin. Again, the prosecutor went straight ahead with his charges, even though under the law, which I'm going to read in a second, it's clearly self-defense. Why? To satiate the mob. The kid had already been doxxed. I mean, if they didn't throw him in jail, he'd probably be lynched by now. Police have now arrested Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, for the fatal shooting of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, late Tuesday night. He was arrested Wednesday afternoon and charged with first degree intentional homicide. Really? Have they watched the video? And they have all these Black Lives Matter leftists today showing a video of him walking towards the police after the incident, again, still armed, saying, "Oh my God, look how they treat him with kid gloves. If this was a black man, they'd have shot him dead." Just like they took Dylan Roof to Burger King. There were multiple videos from the same city on Monday night of armed Black Lives Matter supporters walking around with guns, aiming them at SWAT vehicles in some instances. The police did nothing. They did nothing, so how is it any different? And the fact that this is being framed as first-degree intentional homicide, when the guy's clearly defending himself from either being shot or beaten to death, is absolutely incredible. And in fact, David Steinberg has tweeted about this, which I retweeted earlier. Given what we know from the video footage, given that we know a Molotov cocktail was thrown at him, a guy aimed a kick to his face, which as we saw a few days ago or last week with the guy in Portland, that could have killed him alone. The guy who he shot in the arm was carrying a pistol both before and after the confrontation and pointing it at him. Another guy tried to whack him over the head with a skateboard. Again, that kind of assault can kill a man. So clearly grounds for self-defense. Clearly it's a tragedy all around for the people who died. Two of the three people he shot are dead. But again, if you're chasing after a guy on the street threatening to beat his ass when he's got a shotgun or an AR-15 in this case, not a very wise decision to make. Not a very wise decision. But here's how the Washington Post is reporting it. This is from a tweet by David Steinberg. Video shows a man sprinting toward a man standing with a rifle and throws a Molotov cocktail at him. He doesn't fire back. He runs away. That's exactly what happened. The 17-year-old kid ran away. He tried to get away at first. The assailant keeps charging and catches up. Now he shoots at point blank, then runs away down the street. So that's what happened, and you've seen the video by now. This is how the Washington Post reported on it. So shots were fired around 11:45 p.m. After the first shots, a young white man Oh, by the way, they tried to claim he was a white supremacist. That's literally been all over the British news as well. Zero evidence of that whatsoever. He wasn't part of a boogaloo group or a white supremacist group from everything that's come out so far. So they emphasize white man carrying a rifle began running north on Sheridan Road away from a crowd of protesters. Doesn't mention the fact that four of them were running after him and one of them was armed. This is the absolute 180 to the truth that they shoved down the American people's throats. And most of them buy it because they don't go on Twitter and look at the actual video of what happened. It says, video shows the armed man fall to the ground and then fire multiple rounds into the crowd. What crowd? The crowd that's chasing him down, trying to beat his brains out. Oh, that crowd. The crowd that's armed, pointing guns at him. That crowd. They don't mention that. You would think that'd be an important detail. No mention of it whatsoever. There's two more people fell to the ground. One shot in the arm. The guy who was shot in the arm was carrying a gun and pointing it at him. Don't mention that. And the other in the chest. Another graphic video shows a man with blood running down the back of his neck and bystanders shouting that he'd been shot in the head. And that was the guy, by the way, which I'm going to get onto, who they're all saying, call the police! You mean the same police that you want to defund and abolish? The same police that you were throwing bricks at knocking them out in the head two nights ago? Oh yeah, call the police. A Washington Post video journalist, Whitney Lemming, appropriate name, said that after gunfire erupted about a block away, the man with the rifle ran past her with a few protesters in pursuit. He tripped and fell, then tripped and fell. They were literally hot on his tail, throwing things at him, throwing Molotov cocktails at him. Oh, but he just tripped. Then rolled into a sitting position, raised his gun, and opened fire at his pursuers, who were threatening to kill him and trying to kill him. They leave that little part out. So again, Washington Post claiming that this guy is firing into a crowd. They don't mention that any of the people pursuing him are armed, one of whom with a Molotov cocktail, one of whom with a skateboard, which he tried to whack him over the head with, and another with a gun. Another guy tried to kick him in the head. Don't mention any of that, because that kind of changes the narrative, doesn't it? Marina Medvin has tweeted this. Wisconsin self-defense law. Defendant must prove, one, he reasonably believed he was preventing / terminating unlawful interference. That's guaranteed. Two, he reasonably believed that force was necessary while he was about to be beaten to death. I would think that would be kind of necessary. What would you do in that situation? Three, actual amount of force use was necessary to prevent the interference. The guy was pointing a gun at him and saying, let's get him, let's beat his ass. I would say he's got a pretty good defense. A pretty good defense. She continues, Wisconsin law for first-degree intentional homicide is pasted below. As are all the mitigating circumstances for reduction of the charge, not to mention full-out defenses that he will have. She makes the point, quote, liberals always overcharge. So they're hitting this guy within hours or even minutes of his arrest with intentional homicide murder charges, despite the fact that all the evidence clearly shows under Wisconsin law he acted in self-defense. And why are they doing that? To satiate the mob. They're probably doing it because they think, oh, if we do this, they won't burn down more businesses tonight, more shops, etc., etc. And you know they will. You know they will, because it's not about justice. It's about anarchy. It's about mayhem. It's about subversion. And it's coming right from the top of the democratic complex. That's what we're going to get on to talk about in the next segment, because they're starting to get nervous about how this is affecting the polls and how it's helping Trump. We'll be back to talk about it. Summit.news. Don't go away.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time. We did it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients ingredients that are in APEC Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, self-defense is now trending on Twitter, I noticed. Very good reason. It's probably full of leftists decrying the notion of it. But imagine this. Imagine if a black man, imagine if an African-American Black Lives Matter supporter had shot three, quote, white supremacists, one of whom was armed with a gun. Not that the 17-year-old kid was even a white supremacist, but let's just say it for argument's sake. If an African-American BLM supporter had shot three white supremacists, one of whom was armed and pointing a gun at him, another of whom was throwing Molotov cocktails at him, another of whom was trying to kick him in the head, another of whom was trying to whack him in the head with a skateboard, if that African-American Black Lives Matter supporter had, in self-defense, while these three white supremacists pursued, chased, threatened to beat him and did beat him, pointed guns at him, if he had shot those three white supremacists, what would be happening today in the news? The media would be venerating him, praising him, celebrating him, decrying his arrest, launching a vociferous self-defense narrative campaign. And Black Lives Matter would probably, by the end of the month or by the end of next month, be erecting statues of him, especially if he had died. Absolutely incredible, yet this kid, this 17-year-old, was identified, doxxed, and arrested and charged with first-degree intentional homicide within 12 hours of all this happening. And what's going on in regards to the incident that started this? This Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times, is still alive, apparently paralyzed from the waist down. As a result of what we were told was him trying to break up an argument between some people on a road. Again, completely innocent. The assumption of no criminal record whatsoever. Turns out you've got a vast criminal record. Was literally a sex offender. What's going on with that? Well, it turns out that the entire narrative that we were force-fed was completely wrong yet again. Well, what a surprise. Headline, Kenosha police opened fire less than 5 minutes after being called. Scanner audio. Kenosha police scanner audio indicates police opened fire on 29-year-old Jacob Blake less than 5 minutes after they were initially contacted. In cell phone video shared widely on social media, Blake can be seen being followed by 2 officers with weapons drawn. By the way, this is after he scuffled with officers and, according to a lot of images, was carrying a knife. As he opens his car door and leans inside, one of the officers grabs Blake by the back of his shirt and 7 shots can be heard. He remains in serious condition in a Milwaukee hospital. But according to the audio obtained by Madison 365, someone called police to report that Blake was at her home and wasn't supposed to be, and that he had taken her keys and was refusing to give them back. So far from Blake breaking up a fight, as we were told from the very start of this story, kind of important, the genesis of the story, isn't it? Actually turns out that he was inside someone's home, home invasion by the looks of it against their will, and it was a domestic dispute. About 30 seconds later, she let patrol officers know there was an alert at this address for a 99 for this subject, apparently to indicate that a warrant had been issued for Blake's arrest. Court records indicate a warrant was issued on 3 charges, 2 misdemeanors and 1 G-class felony. So again, yet another criminal threatening somebody. Oh, but he's just another angel trying to break up a fight. Brandon Tatum, who, by the way, is African-American, former police officer, has been pilloried by the media today for telling the truth about this. This is a headline out of The Sun. Outspoken black ex-cop defends Jacob Blake shooting, claiming his criminal record shows he pulled guns, sparking fury. Fury! An outspoken black ex-cop sparked fury after defending the Jacob Blake shooting, saying that the black dad already had a criminal record. Again, completely true. He was wanted on a criminal charge. That's why the police came out. In a shocking Twitter rant, Brandon Tatum branded Blake a domestic abuser and sex offender, also true, and claimed he was known for pulling guns. Tatum tweeted, "Your boy Jacob Blake, domestic abuser and sex offender. Known for pulling guns on people and living a life of crime. This is who you're all crying about." But again, besides the fact whether you thought the shooting was justified, it's the fact they have to bestow sainthood upon these criminals before we even know what happened. That kind of tells you how they're manipulating the narrative. Tatum, a former Arizona police officer, claimed that Blake had lived a life of crime, claimed he posted his criminal record. Proof is in the pudding. The criminal record shows charges that include domestic abuse, disorderly conduct, and third-degree sexual assault. Perfect for a Black Lives Matter icon. Let's not forget, by the way, I labor this point, but people still don't really talk about it. The inspirational guru behind Black Lives Matter, the woman whose name they chant in the streets, the literal ideologue that started their movement, was the inspiration behind it, is a convicted cop killing terrorist on the FBI's most wanted list. She's called Assata Shakur. Look it up. Can you imagine if a right-wing extremist political group had named someone like Timothy McVeigh as their inspirational guru? Would the media support them? Would
football stars, would celebrities be taking a knee in support of them? It's absolutely asinine. So basically, this Blake individual, tragic as though his shooting was a career criminal, a convicted sex offender. According to the photographs, some of the video, he was carrying a knife. He was squabbling with police officers. He was not breaking up a fight. He was in somebody's house against their will. He goes into his car. They don't know what he's reaching for. They kill him. A little bit different from what we've been told by the media. But this is how it's affecting the polls. This is what people really want to know. Has this had any effect on the polls? Is this going to have the effect of people voting for Biden simply because they want 4 years of peace and they've been intimidated by the mob into genuflecting and into submitting to the Black Lives Matter mob? Or is it only going to embolden people to vote again for Trump? Or is it going to embolden any of the moderates to vote for Trump? Given that we know people are literally emptying out of New York City, Portland, Seattle, and all these other major cities, Los Angeles, fleeing to the suburbs, are they still going to virtue signal and allow their country to be completely subverted and think they can ride it out in the Hamptons? Or are they actually going to vote differently? Well, we have this headline: violent crime now almost as important to American voters as coronavirus. Of course, the Democrats have been pushing coronavirus as the be-all and end-all subject for the past 6 months plus. It's down at number four on the list of most important election issues for Americans. And now a new poll has found that almost as many American voters now view violent crime as an important election issue compared to coronavirus. So 59% of voters, this is a Pew Research poll taken in the last couple of days, 59% of voters indicate that violent crime, which President Trump has framed as happening in Democrat-controlled cities, is a very important factor in casting their ballot. So it's the coronavirus is the fourth most important issue, with 63% concerned about COVID. And then the fifth most important issue, but rising quickly, is violent crime. And then when you drill into the numbers, 74% of Trump supporters view violent crime as an important issue, but 46% of likely Biden voters view it as an important issue too. So if they want to extinguish violent crime and these kind of relentless riots, bedlam and mayhem that we've seen for the past 3 months, and if they think Biden's not going to do anything about it, are they really going to have the enthusiasm to go out and vote for Biden? Given that he himself has said that he's basically not even traveling, not even campaigning properly, can't even string a sentence together, refuses to denounce these riots, this mayhem, this looting. All those virtue signalers who tell pollsters that they're going to vote for Biden simply because they're scared of saying the word Trump, orange man bad, are they actually going to show up on election day, given that this concern about violent crime amongst American voters seems to be increasing? We'll be back, no go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
The other headline on InfoWars a few days ago, study links rampant victimhood, virtue signaling to dark triad personalities. Basically making the argument that dark triad personalities, narcissists, psychopaths, and Machiavellian people are more likely to engage in virtue signaling and feigned victimhood in order to extract resources, attention, and sympathy from others. I did a video on this, and this clip is part of that video, contrasting how Twitter cancel culture, which is derived from this same fabricated victimhood and virtue signaling, has many hallmarks in common with the Salem witch trials from over 300 years ago. I'm going to play this clip. Here it is.
A large component of virtue signaling is Twitter cancel culture. Joining the mob in a pile-on against whoever's turn it is to be harassed and publicly shamed for a 10-year-old tweet is itself a virtue signal. By juxtaposing themselves against the wickedness of the accused, they seek to obtain reflective virtue. By hoisting a metaphorical pitchfork and joining the unhinged rabble, they too can burn the witch. Which is interesting because a not too dissimilar thing happened 320 years ago during the Salem witch trials. Just like Twitter cancel culture and deplatforming, in Salem, Massachusetts, the original witches to be accused were individuals who were disliked by the community. Malcontents, antisocials, weirdos, slaves.
The first three women accused were in one form or another outcasts in the village.
Since few would rush to their defense, it was far easier to portray their motives as malevolent and impugn their character. But then as the moral panic grew, the finger of blame increasingly began to be pointed at more upstanding members of the community.
Martha Corey was a full-fledged, full covenant
member of the Salem Village Church. If Martha Corey could be a witch, then anyone could be.
How far has the needle moved on social media in terms of deplatforming, from affecting controversial or offensive figures to those considered more mainstream? Back in Salem, Massachusetts, as the hysterical contagion of the witch hunt spiraled out of control, it began to ensnare people who thought they were safe. In Salem, this came to a head when a former minister of the village, Reverend George Burroughs, was accused of being a witch. It came to a head when Martha Corey and Rebecca Nurse, two of the most benevolent members of the community and both devout church members, were accused of being witches. Nurse's sister, Sarah Cloyce, was also accused of being a witch. Why? Because she defended her sister. Is Twitter cancel culture that different? In a way, it's much worse. Not only will you become a target of the mob if you defend another target of the mob, but you can also become a target merely if you try to remain silent. Remember what they say, white silence is violence. So who was responsible for the Salem witch accusations? Who comprised the woke mob of the late 17th century? How did accusations alone become enough to confirm someone's guilt? The accusations in Salem were made by a group of young girls who had fits and claimed they were being physically attacked by spectral figures. Unknown at the time, the girls were simply exhibiting all the classic signs of clinical hysteria. But when they repeated this theatrical display of thrashing around in the courtroom and then pointed out who was to blame, the girls were believed. Hashtag believe women. When the girls were told to face one of the accused, Sarah Good, who was standing a considerable distance away, they immediately fell into fits and acted out being tortured.
You are now in the hands of authority. Tell me now why you hurt these persons.
I do not.
Put off.
After they recovered, the girls claimed that Good Spectre had tormented them. This came to be known as spectral evidence, and in many circumstances was considered satisfactory for ascertaining guilt. Now, what does that remind you of? The leftist dogma that words, a non-physical abstraction, can cause physical harm. The notion that offensive speech is violence.
Your speech could incite the same kind of violence?
You, a faculty member at an American public university, paid for by taxpayer dollars, are conflating speech with violence.
Yes. Speech can be violent.
So the Salem witch accusers engaged in six different types of behavior that are mirrored by virtue-signaling Twitter cancel mobs today. One, feigning victimhood via over-the-top theatrical displays of fabricated suffering. Two, claiming a non-physical abstract, word, speech, or someone defending themselves, is itself a form of physical harassment and violence. Three, establishing that accusation alone is enough to confirm guilt. Four, the expectation of an immediate apology and recantation even if the accused has done nothing wrong. Five, discouraging others from defending the accused by making it clear this would incite the mob to target them next. And six, mindless persecution fueled by contrived moral panic and mass hysteria. Just like putting the accused in the stocks 300 years ago, social media cancel culture is a form of public shaming. Social media cancel culture is a form of virtue signaling. And the Salem witch trials were the original cancel culture.
And that is a clip from a video called Cancel Culture Psychopaths, which you can go and watch at your leisure. Going to get back into what's happening in Kenosha now, though, as we see the 17-year-old responsible for defending himself be charged with first-degree murder. Now we have a headline up on Summit.News. Sheriff refuses to deputize citizens to restore order in Kenosha. Of course, you saw the governor there refuse to accept support from President Trump. I believe in the past few hours he's actually bowed down to the demands of the people around him and accepted that support. So expect more National Guard to be in situation tonight. But Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth refused to deputize citizens to prevent rioting and mayhem in the city, while police also ordered armed business owners to stop defending their own property. Remember, we saw this back in, I think it was 2015, in the Baltimore riots, where the police actually more so went after the people trying to defend their homes and property than the rioters themselves. And with many armed citizens vowing to defend their safety and property from increasingly violent Black Lives Matter agitators, it appears they're not getting much support from authorities. The journal Sentinel reported how a group of armed men with long guns were observed standing guard at a dry cleaning business on Sheridan Road near 59th Street, some on the roof. The police told them to get off the roof, and a person shouted back, "Officer, this is our business." Police did not ultimately order them off the roof. Police did not ultimately make them get off the roof. But at least you see whether that came from the police themselves or whether the order came from above. It seems they were just as nervous and worried about armed citizens defending their own property as they were the rioters themselves. But Sheriff Beth, when asked whether he would consider deputizing citizens to help police restore order, was unequivocal in his opposition. "There's no way I'm doing that," Beth said. Well, given the abject incompetence that we've seen in that city over the past two nights, maybe it's time to do that. Maybe the assets that Trump has sent in after the governor finally agreed to it will help calm the situation. That remains to be seen. The only guarantee at this point is, you know, as an American citizen, you're going to wake up every morning to riots in some city somewhere. That's a guarantee. It has been for the past 3 months. It will be until the election. And then if Trump wins, it will be after the election too, because Hillary Clinton has come out today and said she's not going to accept the result, or she's going to advise Joe Biden to not accept the result, which of course is exactly what we saw on a more limited basis after the 2016 election, where apparently she got so drunk and angry backstage that she couldn't even come out and give a concession speech. She had to get John Podesta to halfway do it for her. Of course, there was riots for at least a week or more after Trump's initial election 4 years ago. You can bet your bottom dollar there's going to be that times 10 if he wins again in 2020. Meanwhile, gang fires shots at Trump supporters during rally in Charlotte. This is another story that was reported in local media and basically no one else. A gang of three men fired shots from the vehicle at a group of Trump supporters during a political rally in Charlotte. Basically, it was a woman's organization. They were flying Trump flags. They were flying American flags. There were children around. They were standing on a bridge. Three gangbangers in a car drove past, started shouting obscenities, derogatory remarks, which were obviously political, towards this Trump rally. Several shots fired. Thankfully, no one was injured. They later arrested the guy, Marquise Demarius Asani. He was taken into custody, but again, literal political attempts at political terrorism aimed at Trump supporters gets no national media coverage whatsoever. Former city councilman with Trump pen sign in his front yard murdered. That happened in Florida a few days ago. Police say it was a random killing, despite the fact that, you know, he had the Trump pen sign in his yard. Authorities said there was a confrontation, but were assured it was totally random. Story buried. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Summit.news War Room is coming up next. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.